open and informed discussion on the challenges schools, teachers, and students face during COVID-19. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
It is definitely that. We are busting pencils. Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slecker, Educated Educators, Talking Education. Again, thank you, Scott Gerard, coming at us. Education journalist locally here in Madison, works for the Capital Times, giving us a little bit on the CDC guidelines. And it's crazy. Like you said, Johnny, it's political, it's democracy. It's, you know, how do we make sense of this? How do we make decisions? You know, we're gonna go in because I seem to have touched off a firestorm by posting an article by an epidemiologist that we'll get into. But right away, though, we got Pizza Box Mike on the phone. Mike, what's going on, man?
Well, I'm just making my way back into Stoughton, and I got a boat before 8 o'clock, so I got a few minutes, and I was listening, and I just, you know, here we are again, you know, with essential workers, and teachers are essential, but, you know, nobody should doubt that, right?
Right.
Then why do we not treat them like they're essential? I mean, common sense, right? Is there any left? Nobody should be in the schools unless they're fully vaccinated and given that amount of time after they get vaccinated. I mean, it's a no-brainer, man, but there is no brains anymore. This has all been reduced to, they deregulated everything, and now they want to regulate death, I guess. It's unbelievable at this point that we would be thinking of putting teachers and students and all their families at risk. And for what? You're telling me that the kids are having a hard time? Families are having a hard time losing family members, man. This is serious stuff. You know, we can take a break. I've got my grandkids at home. I'm not sending them to school. Unfortunately, I'm in a school district, Stoughton, very proud of them, for being progressive-minded for several years now. You know, and that's what we need. We need common sense and some rationale back. But I don't know. We've got to change the people that are making the decisions, obviously.
Well, Mike, Pizza Box, stay tuned though, because we're gonna dig in, because I opened a trap door here. I appreciate your call, because posted an article by an epidemiologist who's really, really saying, in fact, I'll quote from his piece, "And if educators and their unions don't embrace the established science, they risk continuing to widen gaps in educational attainment and losing the support of their many longtime allies like me." And that is Dr. Benjamin Linus, epidemiologist in the Boston area, who wrote an article in Vox, "I'm an epidemiologist and a father. Here's why I'm losing patience with our teachers' unions." And, you know, I said, Johnny, we were talking about this. You know, I posted it last night on the Busted Pencils Facebook page. Took some hits by, like, Tim, what are you doing posting something like this? I was like, well, I want discussion. It wasn't an advocating. And then tonight here promoting the show, I had a link to this article and promoted on Busted or on Badass Teachers Facebook page. And I mean, there is some serious digging at going, people are not happy with Dr. Linus, and kind of echo Pizza Box Mike's point, which is, wait a minute, vaccinations fully done, back to school, fine. Up until then, stay in your lane. I only brought this up, Johnny, because in one way, you said it earlier, actually, when we were talking to Scott. I mean, you know, we've had an astrophysicist on, Ethan, right, you know, to talk to us, Ethan Siegel, to talk to us about, you know, when do we make decisions based on science? Because during the Trump administration, we weren't listening to any science. So here is an article from a very well-respected, credentialed person who's saying we should be in the classrooms because the science says we can.
Yeah, and I think there's a missing link, Tim. I think we keep talking about this. I think it's important that scientists, especially health professionals, right, get consensus and solid information out there. And I would only hope that they clarify their demands, right? Because sharing that information is one thing. It's really helpful. Demanding that we hop to it in conditions that aren't ready to respond to that information isn't productive. It isn't generative. It is impossible for a lot of places. So on one hand, I'm really grateful. Get the science out there. Let us know what we can do to be as healthy as we can as an education community, but really as community in general, right? And then let's get to making decisions based on that science that help us to be safe, not that push us into being unsafe just because we have the statement that said it should be doable. The big gap here for me is, yes, it should be something we could do, but can we? And are we looking at why we may or may not be able to do this in our school communities? There's just, it seems to me that there's not enough time, likely not enough resources. And as Pizza Box Mike called in and said, why aren't we just vaccinating teachers and staff in schools to start there and say, hey, this is a high priority. If we want to be back in schools, let's get that mass of people who are, you know, high percentage immune, and unlikely to spread, right, the COVID, right, that we could get that in place and build from there. We still got to have masks. We still got to have this information that the CDC and that leading scientists and pediatricians are providing us with. But that gap is just because the information's there, right? We're finding time and time again, schools and school leadership and funding and info to
right. See, and that
health
right.
professionals, whether it,
yeah. No, you, yeah. So
sorry, my internet's bad.
Yeah, you had a little bit of a right there, so I jumped in, but you know, and okay, so Dr. Linus is really trying to give us this point, but as a lot of the teachers and the badass teachers are bringing up, you know, and I'll tone down their rage because it is a bit rageful, but they're kind of like, look, the reality is that are you speaking as an epidemiologist or are you speaking as a privileged parent that wants their kids back in school? And because if it's that former, that's an interesting thing we might want to address, is that are you really talking about science or are you really talking about privilege because of the privilege you have being who you are? And this, right? And so this goes back to the conditions we talked about and the localities and the local variety of totally different places and conditions that they have. Again, if you want to call us, it's 844-967-2789. We do have another caller, Jack. Jack is on the line. Jack, what's happening, man?
Hey, well, I'm going to first of all say I taught until I was age 70. And I'm going to tell you the last few, if this had come up any one of the last 5 years or so that I've been teaching, there is no way I would have gone back in the classroom without a full, complete set of vaccinations. And I would have wanted my students to have that too for their safety. And this is a problem. We have a legislature in the state that is trying to mandate that you can't force anybody to have a vaccination as a condition for going back to work, going back to school, and so on. And it's not only a very dangerous, terrible position for them to take, just because they really have no, either they have no idea what they're doing or they don't care, and that's even more disturbing.
Well, Jack, though, what about, I mean, you know, here, again, I'm referencing the article, and you might not have it in front of you, but, I mean, here's an epidemiologist who's saying, look, this, you know, I understand what you're saying, Jack, but the science is in favor of opening.
Well, yeah, you're right. I don't have the article in front of me. Most of those articles that I have read that says the science is in favor of opening basically have a whole bunch of caveats. If they are truly scientific articles, they've got a whole bunch of caveats. You need the masking. You need the distance. Thing. You need the safeguards, safety shields between the desks as well as for in front of the teacher, and it would be ideal to have people vaccinated. I don't know what that article says, but that's what most of what I've read have said.
Well, you know, yeah, Johnny, go ahead with the caveats.
No, first, Jack, thank you for all your years of service. Thank you for, once a teacher, always a teacher. So thank you for being an educator and for calling in. And I echo what Jack's sharing with us here. It's the real deal. We got the information, but we know it's with a lot of caveats. Mm-hmm. And this is the thing I would hope from any scientist who's also a parent, that they say, I can provide you with information, but now as a parent, I have to advocate that together we get the conditions in place to where we can respond to this scientific information that tells us we could do this safely if X, Y, Z were in place. Let's work together to get that in place. That's the part I'm not seeing in a lot of these articles. Mm-hmm. That's the part I'm not seeing in this, let's get back to school. We're a scientific community. The science is here. We should be able to do it. Well, then roll up your sleeves and give us a hand. Let's make those decisions as a community. Let's get people vaccinated. Let's get the conditions in place that all the science works. It works only if all these other parts come to fruition that don't currently exist in our school communities. So that's a huge piece. So like where the rubber meets the road isn't necessarily where these articles and communities are communicating, right? It's bad communication. We got the science, get my kids in school. Schools are saying just because you have the science doesn't mean we have the things in place to do this safely.
Right.
Right. So how do we get together and make that middle happen?
Well, I mean, and so on this one too, but this, you know, again, this article, it's go to Vox, check it out. I'm an epidemiologist and a father. Here's why I'm losing patience with our teachers' unions. Now, of course, not the teachers, because he's very subtle in there to make sure that, or not subtle, but very pointed to say I'm really with the teachers, but it's more of a union's bash. But Dr. Yeah. Linus, again, go to vox.com. You can find this article. You know, and I appreciate Jack. Yeah, Jack, thanks for the phone call and all your years of service. And Johnny, what you were talking about is the caveats, and we've talked about that, in fact, saying that, sure, we can go back if. What really struck me and why this article made me go, huh, and I'm not, is that actually he was really coming at a lot of the caveats are kind of bunk. And so, you know, when we get back for the last segment, if you want to call us and talk about this, badass teachers, we know you're talking over there on Facebook. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. Talk to us about where Dr. Linus has crossed the line. And maybe this is where it is for a lot of people, because like you said, we've talked about a ton of people writing and saying, following up with, in fact, that was our criticism with, they would always follow up with the caveats instead of leading with the caveats. Dr. Linus in this piece goes and really takes away some of the caveats. So when we get back, last part of the show, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, back at the break.
This is Brad from Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. If you like a fresh and clean home, and you like to save money, now's the best time of year to get your carpets cleaned. January, February, Zero Res is running a winter special. Save money and get the best cleaning in Madison. Give us a call, 608-848-9000.
Stream the Devils and progressive news and talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm Fancy Brian.
And we are your hosts for a new podcast called On the Bus with Chris and Brian, where we welcome you on board the tour bus with artists from all over the place, giving you a taste for what life is really like on tour.
I have so many stories to tell you guys. I just wish I remembered them all.
Fancy Brian, don't you ever run for office. Live vicariously through those who actually live these stories from the road.
Podcasts drop every other Tuesday on DevilRadio927.com.
No yelling on the bus!
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be covering politics, all politics, from national to local, but from a Wisconsin perspective. This is open mic, no holds barred. You call in on any political subject.
If you can say to a judge, the Attorney General of the United States instructed all the U.S. attorneys to investigate for fraud, which itself was wrong, anti-democratic. The U.S. attorneys don't go on a witch hunt.
Listen to Matt Flynn Direct every weekday from 6 to 8 a.m. only on Devil Radio. Gotta cut you down.
Hear history as it happens, only on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We're always going to ask Matt Damon's mom. In fact, I wanted to get her back tonight. Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slecker, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. We should say Dr. Slecker, Dr. Lupinacci, except not the medical doctor. So we are discussing, though, a medical doctor, an epidemiologist's piece in Vox, why he thinks we need to get kids back in school because the science is in favor of this. And, you know, again, part of the article really talks about the damages that are being done to kids and families and communities, which we do know, by not being in school, that there's just too much science in favor of saying opening. When we were leaving the last segment, we were talking about, though, and Jack gave us the call, it's like most of these articles are typically written with caveats, and we've talked about this many times during the show, is that we should lead with the caveats and then say, you know, if you have ventilation, if you have 6 feet, if you have this, then you can open, right? Okay, so my read of Dr. Linus's piece, though, is that actually he's like, look, there's a couple studies, and the 6 feet distancing, not a requirement. The classrooms, because you're never going to get that because our classrooms weren't built that way. Ventilation, okay, do your best, but there's not a lot you can do. As long as you're masking and doing the best, the science is saying get those kids back in school. Johnny, masking. Yeah, I mean, masking seems to be Dr. Linus's caveat.
Yeah. Well, and I just want to emphasize this, Tim. I think it's really important that science is providing, or scientific consensus, and let's be really clear, like where we have really good research and study that's saying medical experts and researchers have said that there is a possibility we can go back to school if we have all these kinds of conditions met. And I don't know that that's what this particular article is saying. It's more of, to me, it's more of an opinion piece. They've got to do a deeper dive to kind of figure out what's scientific consensus. When I get guidelines from the CDC, I trust that they're adhering to scientific consensus, right? To not just a particular instance or drawing on false equivalency studies that say we did it here, so it can work over here. No, I see some conditions. It's possible for us to be in schools safely if, and then there's a whole list. So I'm interested in that list because it doesn't mean science is saying we can get back to school. Science is saying it's possible to get back to school if, and we need to slow down and have that conversation, is are we together as communities able to meet those conditions at which, and to me, that's where we got to be careful about union bashing. That's every union I know right now is working to say, can we do this safely? Whoa, pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Just because we have scientific evidence that it's possible doesn't mean we have the conditions to do
right.
It safely. And you know, that has historically been the position of the union. So I think this piece that we're sharing is a slippery slope of union bashing, tantruming science parent.
It's totally that. But we got a caller, so I'm gonna yes. Make sure. L.A. Tom, what says you, or what's going on?
Well, first off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that.
Okay.
Second off, Republicans are horrible for education, and we must never forget that either.
Okay. There's L.A. Tom's caveats.
That's right. And what I would say is that there's supposedly another variant of this virus that isn't the mask, and some of these other things are not even good for that. So I don't know why it is that they keep on pushing and pushing for to. Are they doing it because they want babysitters for their kids? Or are they really doing it because they want the children to learn? I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, I was someone that had perfect attendance all the way through school, but honestly, I don't see where if you would have missed a year like we've missed, but we really haven't because we've done Zoom classes, why it is that it's such a panic to get the kids back in school. I just don't understand it.
L.A. Tom, good point. I appreciate it. Appreciate your call, man, right there. But, I think it's – so one of the real issues, and I'm going to give this one back to Dr. Linus, which he points out, and we're not going to disagree with this, is that the mental health issue of particularly kids, younger kids, but I mean, I'm going to say it, but my 18-year-old daughter, who's a senior in high school, who left last March, lost her prom, lost essentially her senior year, and we've had talks about it. I mean, she's doing fine. She's one of those students who, in one way, is doing really well with the learning side, but she's feeling it, and I can see it in her, and so it's like, is the mental health crisis overriding then the reason why we need to do this? Or is it like, look, man, we need to come up with other mental health solutions? If we know these are out there, then is it really going to be, are the schools going to solve that just by simply opening? Or the other part is that when schools do open, and we've talked about this, Johnny, are they going to really fully be ready to even deal with the mental health crisis that kids are going to bring into schools with them? You know, that's the part where it's kind of like, okay, if we take away all the caveats and just say absolute 100% mandatory mask wearing, got to do it, okay? Fine. But as soon as you open those doors, all of this 1 year of anxiety and mental is coming. Jimmy, I thought you gave me we're at the 1 minute mark. So Johnny, jump in there before we...
You're with it, Tim. There isn't a one-size-fits-all, right? And this is the messiness of not just school decision-making, but community decision-making and democracy. We need scientific consensus. We need strong guidelines and evidence on how we can be safe. But more important than that, or I would say coupled with that importance, is we need to be able to really roll up our sleeves and learn and live safely together. And that's going to look different in different places. And so while we want a one-size-fits-all, it's just not possible. And, you know, schools weren't healthy for some students before. Schools aren't healthy now for some students. And it's never going to be a quick fix. But I'm with you. We got to get in the schools. We got to get them support. We got to figure out how we can do this safely together. And it's not easy. So let's keep chopping it up.
Let's keep it chopping up. It is, again, callers out there. Holy crap. Pizza Box, Mike, L.A., Tom, Jack, you know, gotcha. Great guest coming on. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, back next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.